Up to page Yadalit, so the middle of the left side, and that's where we're up to. So he's talking about, again, he went off a little bit on a little tangent about the greatness of Hashem Baruch Hu. So he's, it's like, I guess, by the end of like the top third of the left paragraph, of the left column, V'hina Yesh Maitzei Diva, first word in line is Ubay Racha. I think that's where we're up to. So there are those that, again, like I said last time, well, at this nowadays this is all worked out already, but at the time, these were controversial things. So there are those that claim against the Zohar and against its authenticity, that in the beginning, the Hakdama of the Tikkunim, you have discussion about Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Bar Chana, the Havakazel, B'chad Svinta, the Chazal Chatzipar, it's more famous by Rabbi Chanan the Gemara, is that a lot of stories of Rabbi Chanan, the Kutz Maran, the beginning of Kutz Maran is based on that. So anyway, so the Zohar records Rabbi Chanan going on a boat and seeing a bird, it's a whole thing. The Chayim Parshas Pinchas, Brayim Mehemna, another section in the Zohar, Bo'itmar Diyu Tzafer Darav Rechanan, it references this bird of Rabbi Chanan. Oitsham, another issue, it's an Amor. So the Zohar quotes Rabbi Chanan. Yeah, so that's the problem. Rabbi Chanan is much, much later. That's the problem with Rabbi Chanan is an Amora. That's what he's raising. The issue is that some people have an issue with the authenticity of the Zohar because the Zohar quotes Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan is much later than Rishon Baruch Chai. Oid Sham, another issue. Inyan Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas. Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas is also quoted in the Zohar. He's an Amora. Rabbi Chanan Gamkin Hoya Amora. Okay, the Rabbis, there's many examples like this. So he says like this. Umi Pesi Yosser Heina. So he says like this, you have to be a fool not to understand that Ki kol divrei Rashbi al v'shalom him divrei l'kim chayim bruch ha-kaydash demer. The Zohar Kaddish is all, it's all ruch ha-kaydash. V'yiroi v'ein of kol neshamas ha-chachamim af oisim ha-sidim li-baris. What's the kasha? So future neshamas that would have come into the world at a later time, Rishon Reichai saw and he was communicating and he was talking about them now. It's an af-kamina. So time, again, it doesn't make a difference when a person was physically born. Rishon Baruch Hu had access to all these neshamas anyway. You have similar things in earlier svarim, Pirkei Echolos, other svarim. Again, tzaddikim interacting with the neshamas of tzaddikim of later generations. That's also what we have in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what was his great? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was so great, Shalinech Mikro, Mishnah, that he learned all Mishnah, all the way till Havayis Dabai Varava. The conversations of Abai and Rava, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also knew. Abai and Rava are late Amoraim. We're talking about Yochanan ben Zakkai, an early Tana. So I guess simply, probably people say Havayis Dabai Varava means it's a category of learning, a style of learning. That just like Havayis Dabai Varava means back and forth, Shak Vataria, so he also knew that stuff. But the problem is, the Gemara says, Avayis Dabai Rav, means the conversations, Avayin Rav, Yochanan Zakkai knew. So the answer is, yeah, Avayin Rav weren't born yet. That doesn't stop Yochanan Zakkai from knowing them. So, V'sim Libcha V'avein Dvar Melu, again, pay attention, understand this. Uzchorna Maimar Hashbi, B'Idra Rava. And remember what Rav Shem Baruch Hu himself says in the Idra Rava. And he says, Omer Rav Shem Baruch Hu, Kulayin Beitzinin Chavaraya, the Asian Bahai Azka Kedisha, all of Beitzinin are candles. So that's how he referred to the tzaddikim. So all these candles, the chavraya that come in this Azka is like something locked up together, like one bundle. So again, he's describing all the tzaddikim that he's with. Is Hoda Lai Shmai Eloin Di Eloin Ba'ara Kedisha Iloh Di Iloh, the highest Shemaim and Aretz can testify that I see now, says Rishon Baruch Hu, what no human being has seen, from the time that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai the second time. So I see more than anyone's seen since Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Har Sinai the second time. And more than that, I, to a certain degree, are greater than Moshe because I know my face is shining. Moshe didn't know. So whatever that means, but the point is, Rishon Rechai is saying that he sees things that no one saw. So what's the kasha that he saw, Rabbi Rechana? That, you know, that's not a kasha. Val yipol yadam is a person shouldn't be shocked by this. Ki reshbi achron shabbat tanoim. So again, it's all shocking, right? This is all very counterintuitive. Rishon Rechai is one of the late tanoim. Zochel ma'ilazu, and he's being zochel to these ma'ilas that no one's had since Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki dvaram elu ki fshani shel olam, and the answer is yeah, these are secrets of the universe. Ve'in rishos lefarish bepeh in yonim hakamos. The next page hakamos v'achos matzleinu, and it's impossible to explain. I don't have rishos. He says I'm not allowed to explain bepeh things that are concealed and hidden by us. So why Rishon Rechai was zeichet this? What's hashgacha pratis? He can't explain. V'chein haderchze, but similar. Alti pole, don't be so shocked. Mimashin nesaper lekaman b'seif haktama nesenu zu. What we'll speak about at the end of the haktama. So I'm telling you things about Rishon Rechai, and it's a little bit shocking because he's such a late Tana. So he says, just bear this in mind. Don't be surprised when we speak later in the Akdam about the holy Yid that we're going to be talking about, which is Ariya Kaddish. It's also things that were not revealed from the times of the Tanoi. So, but again, we'll get there. If you desire it, then you'll understand what it says in the Tikkunim. Al dar hoylich v'dar ba, on the pasuk that says generations go, generations come. Ma'isharayim mehimna. So regarding Ma'ishar Beinu, ukinizkar b'tikkunim samachtes. So he says like this. Amar Shimon, Shimon said, Chavraya bevade kutshabrichu istakem imana iloin v'tatoin l'mehevi bay chibura. So Rav Shimon said to the Chaverim, for sure the Rabban Hashem was masking to be with us in our effort to bring this chibur, the desire, to the world. So Hashem is definitely masking. Zakod dar dahai yiskal yabe. And praiseworthy is a generation that this Sefer will be revealed. Da'asi kuli hai l'schadsha al yada the Moshe b'dar basra. Because all of everything, Torah, everything will become mischadish. Not literally a new Torah, Chaz v'Shalom, but it means it'll be renewed. It'll be renewed through Moshe Rabbeinu in the last generation. Moshe Rabbeinu, last generation. We're talking about. So he says, "Lakai makra," to fulfill the pasuk, "Masha haya hu shiyya." Pasuk kels. That the one that was is one that will be is Rosh Tevis Moshe. This pashtusi of a kol dar v'dara. The Moshe Rabbeinu is mispashet. He extends himself in every generation. Of a kol tzadik v'tzadik, the misasik b'raisa, and in every tzadik that is Isaac and Torah. Ad minyana deshit and riven until the number is 600,000. Vadoram stum vachasum, these are hidden things. In other words, probably what he's hinting to is that technically speaking, there's really no issue of later tzaddikim somehow having higher gilun than earlier ones. If Moshe Rabbeinu is the source of all chidushim, all of Torah, if Moshe Rabbeinu extends himself throughout all the generations, any particular time, if a tzaddik taps into the nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu within himself, then you can sort of bypass. There's a system of Ridus Hadoros, right? But that system of Ridus Hadoros is only true when you're dealing with Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you know, Yankel, Shmerel, but not even with Moshe. If Moshe is the undercurrent, Moshe is underneath that entire system. If you tap into Moshe, then you're able to be neschadish. Then true chedusha Torah and true higher madrigas are able to be revealed, despite the normal process of Yiddish Adaris, because Nishmas Moshe is Mashayush. Nishmas Moshe is not bound to that limitation of Yiddish Adaris. Why is there Yiddish Adaris? Because moving away from Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu is not moving away from Har Sinai. So you tap into Moshe, you're exactly where everything started. It's not. So again, so you have some neshamas that are, like I mentioned on Shabbos, everyone has a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu within them. It's Pashtus and Moshe B'kol Dar V'Dar. Like the Zohar says, anyone that's Isaac and Torah is able to access it. But there's no, without a question, there are some tzaddikim that are like sort of the embodied experience of Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have, again, like the Heichi Adaris, right? You have Moshe Rabbeinu himself, Rishon Rechai, the Ariya Kaddish, and so on. So you have such a kach. So that by tapping into that, you sort of bypass. So it's not such a kasha. How Rishon Rechai is a late Tana, and he's like the things not from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ariya Kaddish. It's not such a kasha.
It's not about the neshama being, let's say, we discussed last week that certain neshamas could be from earlier or later. So it's not about a neshama now being really a neshama rooted from an earlier time.
Right, it's something else. It's something else. Right. Because you don't. You could have a neshama from an earlier time, but then that. But then that neshama is not going to. He might not necessarily have the same impact of the generation because he's old, right? So then his impact will be more of like more subtle. You know, but when you have someone like the Ari HaKadosh or someone Rishon Reichai that makes such a greater impact, and that's a neshama that's current. So how could a neshama that's current still be of Madrigas from earlier times? The answer is Moshe. That's the answer. So he says V'natzer Le'el. So let's go back to where we started before. Again, this whole thing started because again he was saying that despite the fact that Hashem promises Pnimis HaTorah would not be forgotten. But that doesn't mean that everyone can just claim to understand it on their own. At the end of the day, it depends on a Shef Eloki. It depends on the Rabbanu Shalom revealing his secrets to us. Again, through a person's amelus to be zeichet to become the kli for that. But it's ultimately a Shef Eloki. So that's what he's... And then he started talking about Rabbi Shemar Yechai was zeichet to that, then he went off. So let's go back. V'nachzol el. Shabli safik shedvarm elu... So it's without a question that these inyan will not be understood through just human intellect. It's something from the tradition, from Rebbe to Talmud, or if it's not, you know, a tradition from Rebbe to Talmud, at least it's from Elyonovi, again, who also can bypass time. So, or from the shamas that reveal themselves to people that are worthy of it. So the Ramban, who was one of the late Mekubalim, close to the times of the Riyah Kaddish, again just a few hundred years before, so he writes at the end of his commentary to Chumash, V'zel Shaina. So the Ramban says the following thing, Bani, Hineni mevi bevris nemenes, nesenes etza higenes. So he says, I'm coming with a strong etza, a tradition that I have. L'kol mistakel b'sefer hazeh. Anyone that looks in my sefer, it's from the Ramban, in his commentary to Chumash. So he says, I'm coming with, like this is, you have to come into my sefer accepting this sort of agreement. That l'bal yizbar svara. Again, certain pieces, most pieces in the Ramban, it's nigla, but those pieces in the Ramban al derech ha'emes that are based on Kabbalah, al yiz bersvar. Don't approach it with your, you know, sort of predisposed, you know, sort of understanding that you have your svaras that you have. Val yachshav machshava, b'kol ramazim asher nikais v'sisir tar. Those ramazim that I'm writing in my commentary that are based on side, don't. It's a different. Don't approach it with your, you know, again. With your svaras and your machshavas that you've had before that, kani ma'idiyai nemana, because I'm telling you with confidence, lo yusku devara, that it will not, my words will not be understood, v'lo yodu klal, they won't be known, b'shum seichel ubina, zilasim yipi mekubal chacham la'ozen mekabel meiven, unless it's the person is learning it, has also received the tradition from a chacham from before him, v'asvara behem ivelas, the logic. Using svaras that you come up with by yourself and the tools that you have by yourself, it's a waste of time. It'll become more damaging. You'll misinterpret things. It'll hold back its positive effect. Al yomin b'shav nita. Don't believe in frivolous things. Kiloi tvi'eu b'savarosai. With your own logic, it will not bring you rak ra, only to negative, to not good things. Ki dabra l'Hashem sara, because you'll speak again. You'll speak about Hashem in a corrupted way. Lo yuchla kapara al yiharsu l'Hashem liris. Don't ascend the mountain to see, and so on and so forth. Vim Ramban zal achron kol mekubalim. If the Ramban, the last of the mekubalim, really hiflik l'daber, it says such extreme statements. Va'omer shlo yuzgu devar binyane haramazim v'sedes atar klal v'ikar. If the last of the mekubalim, who's speaking sort of the lowest of madrigas, of the of the tradition of Kabbalah. And even him, he's saying that my stuff will not be understood unless you approach it with a clear tradition. So he says, "Imkenich yal v'das enish lavin biyuna b'sichle derulakim chaim deverashbi." So when you're talking about the ancient Mekubalim of Rishon Barichai, so it's an impossibility to approach it unless you have a clear tradition. Asher devarais of kilave yesh loichla. His words are fiery, that a fire that can consume. The chasumen stumen be'elof chesamis. It's sealed with 1,000 seals. Halaytir beis petirosa breisha idris hazino. So you take a look at the story of the histalkus of Rishon Barichai of Lag Baomer. So by the Idris. So it says, "Leinasim reshusel shomechad ma'isim shiva enei Hashem ha'imdim az etzlei lichtav sisri hazayir." Even those close talmidim that were always with him, Rishon Barichai didn't give them permission to even write this Torah, right? El Rababa, only Rababa, only Rababa had that permission. Mashakasuf sham, the kadas hadas luchu Rababa yichtav. When Rababa gives the permission to write, then you write. Rabbi Lazar bri yiloi, Rabbi Lazar, my son, will say over the Torah. The Shar Chavrai Yerachashun B'libayu, and the other Chavrim have to just listen in their hearts with silence. So it was very, even amongst the Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon, he was so cautious that only Rabbi can write, only Rabbi Lazar can repeat. B'mishanasan loy Rishos Lichtav, and even with the Rishos that Rabbi Shimon Rechai gave, Mitzan B'parshas Mishpatim, it says in Parshas Mishpatim that Shol Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Lazar asked Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, asked Rabbi Abba, Kol Hani Tikunin Abba Galilain, begin loyel b'kisuv alam da'asi. So Rabbi Lazar told Rabbi Abba, he said, listen, all the tikkunim, whatever sugya that he was talking about, my father only revealed to us that we shouldn't be embarrassed when we get to Olam Haba, that we should at least be able to say that we've gone through these sugyas. So he says, but hashda ma'itzrich legala, but now why do we have to reveal it? Once it was said, you don't have to talk about it anymore. Amar le Rabbi Abba, ahuda kasavna, I'm only writing. I guess Rabbi Lazar saw that he was writing things that maybe he was worried, maybe he shouldn't write. So he says, I'm only writing things that the holy candle, as Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai told me to do. And they'll know the words in a way that it's misyashiv, that it settles into the heart. But I'm only writing the specific words that your father told me I'm allowed to write, and those words will be accepted in the right way to the hearts of the Talmidim, umikan v'hola stimin mila megavna, and beyond that, it's closed. I'm not writing. I'm not saying, and no one understands. So Ad Kan, it's a side. It's a side. So he says, vine. So it comes out. It's two more minutes. In the Yoshik Varnilson Laya Rajbi Rishos Lichtav. So he's in even after Rishon Rechai gave Rishos to Rababa to write. V'gam ki loy limid rak lo'isim ha'shiv ha'chaverim. And who is he teaching? He's only teaching the seven Talmidim that heard it to begin with. Dol v'nof g'bidr kadisha, the ones that were going in and out with Rishon Rechai anyway. V'al kol zeh hikbid Rabbi Lazar. And Rabbi Lazar was still makbid about what Rababa was doing. V'kos al zeh. He was angry about it. V'gam hu atzmei yeshiva loy. And even Rababa, who obviously felt that it was right what he was doing to write down the Torahs, because Rishon Rechai told him. But he agreed to Rabbi Lazar and he said to Mekan Vahala, Lavi Mil and Stephen Begavni. He says, Anachanami, beyond this point of what I'm writing, it's closed. Right? Avashar Chachmi Doiram. But when it comes to the other Chacham generation, Im Yosim Tanoim. We're talking about Tanoim. Liban Kipischa Shalulam. Their hearts are open like a huge room. Im Yosim Ksuvim Him Etzlam. Even if they were to see these writings, that's what Rabbi Lazar means. That's what Rabbi means. I'm sorry. Even when. It, not only is he not going to continue writing, even what he's writing, the only level that's allowed to be understood will be understood. Beyond that, won't be understood. And to the people that are not supposed to understand it, it won't be understood. It'll only be revealed to these particular chaverim. And even to these chaverim, they're not allowed to talk about it. It's only going to be in their heart. So you see, it's very, very held tight. These are words that are contained within them. And not just amongst us, even within them. Okay, Bez Hashem. I guess we'll continue tomorrow. So we're going to see about that. He's going to talk about later on how these things did open up as time goes on. But we'll see that.